Hi, welcome everyone. I am David Rosenthal. I am hosting today. And one quick plug before I introduce Linda Shea, who will be leading our meditation today. I do a free Dolphin Energy Healing Call every Thursday at noon Pacific time. And the information for that is on our website, which is dolphinheart.world. And some of you here have been there, very, very frequently over the past 8 or 9 years or however long I've been doing it. So at any rate, I want everybody to know about that. So welcome. This is
David,
the
you're much
monthly
too
verbal
humble.
Welcome.
David, you're far too
Okay.
humble. Let me just say a little plug. David has been hearing from some folks who have been regulars on that call who, it has changed their lives, and their massive healings have happened for people who call in every week just to receive, and it's very, very, very powerful and profound, not to mention the beautiful community that gathers. So, David, you and Archie are doing very beautiful work there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Now I'm blushing. All right, beautiful. So, let me introduce you to Linda Shea, who I met 28 years ago. All right, so let me tell you about Linda Shea. Linda's life was normal. She was a banker until 1994, when she left the security of her banking career behind and moved to the magical high desert of Sedona, Arizona. 2 years later, her life pivoted dramatically when she reluctantly followed very strong spiritual guidance to go to Hawaii to swim with the dolphins. And she got that guidance directly. I mean, it had been coming for quite a while, but the most direct experience of it happened an hour and a half after she and I met in Sedona. All right. Linda was a land girl. She loved mountains and wildflowers, and she did not understand what was the thing with her and dolphins. Didn't make any sense. But long story short, Linda went to the Big Island. I drove her to the airport. She had a magical encounter with one wild dolphin on the very first day, and she emerged from the ocean a vehicle for dolphin healing energy and consciousness. After returning home to Sedona, a spirit dolphin came to Linda in meditation. She was meditating out on the red rocks in Sedona, and the dolphin asked her to be one of the dolphin's ambassadors on land and to do dolphin energy healing as her career. Linda had never heard of either of those things, but 3 days later, she said yes. In that moment, Linda embarked upon a 7-year inner journey of healing, transformation, and metamorphosis that was guided and choreographed by the dolphin consciousness. Her journey culminated in a spiritual awakening. Linda woke up one morning in January 2003, brand new. She was told by spirit that she was a new being on Earth, embodying a new quality of consciousness, human dolphin consciousness. And Linda's written a book about her 7-year journey with the dolphin consciousness. The book is Dolphin Love from Sea to Land. And I edited the book, and I highly recommend it if you haven't read it yet. All right. This is fun. She wrote up her autobiography, and I'm adding all my little touches. All right. Linda's title is Dolphin Ambassador for Joyful Living. David Rosenthal, that is me, is Linda's partner in this sacred service. We gather pods of awakening humans to receive the gift of consciousness that Linda received from the dolphins and that I received as one of the first, as a member of the first 11-person pod who received the attunements back in 2003. This takes the form of the 7 dolphin attunements. We also teach dolphin living skills to support our podmates to release attachments to old ways of living and being and to create lives that reflect this new quality of consciousness. And in just a few months, Linda will resume training and certifying Dolphin Energy practitioners. All right. Over the last 20 years, two advanced attunement series have since come through that David and Linda offer to graduates, to those who have received the Dolphin attunements, and those are the Star attunements and the Whale attunements. All of these attunement series create evolutionary leaps in human consciousness. They are important, profound, and powerful. A year and a half ago, Linda realized a dream, and she moved to the Big Island of Hawaii, where she swims in the ocean whenever she wants, with dolphins when they're there. Linda wakes up in gratitude and goes to bed in gratitude and is still in awe at the quality of her life. For over 30 years, Linda has lived outside the box. Her superpower is listening to and following the quiet whispers and nudges from her heart. She has made hard choices that have led to glorious outcomes. She wants this quality of heart-centered living for everyone. Her other superpowers are her smile and her laugh. When she's out and about in the world, her joy shines through and lights up those around her, which lights her up. And you can learn about Linda and David's programs and offerings with the in partnership with the dolphins and the Dolphin Consciousness at our website, dolphinheart.world. All right. Linda, you got anything to add to that?
That was long. You did a good job. You did a good job. Okay.
And you guys have to realize that was the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
All right. So, you ready to take us all on a journey?
Yeah, but let's announce this beautiful Golden Dolphin Oracle guidebook that Bonnie Blue, who's on the call with us, all of us know and love Bonnie Blue. She really put this together. It's a beautiful collaboration. It's a compilation of many of her paintings that she's been doing over the years, guided by spirit. She's incorporated paintings of others, and she's called upon Archie and many of our pod mates to give message contributions to this book. So it's called Golden Dolphin Oracle Guidebook. And what we're going to be announcing it on our website, but what I'm going to suggest is that people buy the book on February 12th. If we can get a whole bunch of people buying the book on February 12th, it will increase the ranking on Amazon and it will just show up more. So those of
and
you who are on our...
That's Monday. The 12th
okay.
is a week from Monday. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so those of you who are on our email list, we'll send out an announcement. If you would like to be on our email list, you can do that at our website, dolphinheart.world. Okay, thank you, Bonnie Blue. That's the labor of love, and I'm very excited that it's going to be out in the world finally. Excuse me. I'm going to mute myself and clear my throat one moment. It's 7:15 in the morning where I am, so I'm still a little frog voice. All right, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for gathering. Thank you for your caring, your heart. Thank you for caring about the quality of water on Earth, about the quality of life on Earth, and just making your unique contribution to the upliftment of humanity. The world needs all of us and all of the gifts that we bring, so just we are blessed to have you in this call and as a participant on this experience today. So I got a little inkling last night about what the dolphins and the water is wanting me to lead us through today. And this is very cool. One of the things that we teach in our dolphin living skills is to work with specific fields of energy. And that's what we're going to be doing with water today. It's going to start off very simply, and then we're going to see where it goes. So I hope you have water near you, a glass of water or a bottle of water. First of all, let's take a sip. Let's hydrate ourselves and just love and bless this water as we take it into our bodies. And now I want you to put a drop of water in the palm of your hand. One drop of water. If more comes out, that's okay. But all we need is a drop. Now look at the water in your hand and observe it. Feel the water pooling in the palm of your hand and notice how it feels. Be with your relationship with water as you experience it right now in this moment. And just love this water. Thank this water. And if you can, see if you can sense the consciousness of the water, the living consciousness that resides in the water, taking in all around it. It's taking in my words. My water is taking in my words. Your water is taking in your emotions, your thoughts, your environment. What we're going to do now is activate the divine blueprint of water for this drop of water that's in the palm of your hand. So I'm going to say it out loud first, and then we're all muted, but I want you to say it out loud. So we're going to say out loud, divine blueprint of water, field activate. All together, divine blueprint of water, field activate. And feel what happens. I had shivers running all through my body. And now, either, if your hands are clean, either you can take this drop of water into your mouth or spread it on your body. Just put it on your body and let that divine blueprint of water enter into you. And now all of the water in your body is being activated. The divine blueprint of that water is being activated. So let's just sit and allow for that activation to spread through all of you. And notice what you're experiencing. Beautiful. Now, in your imagination, take yourself, transport yourself to a very special body of water. It's very special to you. And just stand in front of it. Stand before this body of water. Gaze upon this body of water. Have your relationship with this body of water. Witness this body of water welcoming to you, opening to you. thanking you for your conscious, open-hearted, divine presence. And now, with your hands open, facing towards this body of water, we're all going to say together, Divine Blueprint of Water, Field Activate. And then notice, observe, sense and feel as your body of water lights up and returns in frequency to its divine blueprint. And if there are 40 of us on this call, there are 40 bodies of water on Earth that are being activated right now. And that activation is spreading around the planet through the waters, all of the water systems. The plant kingdom, the water inside the plants is being activated through the waters on the Earth, through the root system. The mycelium network, all of the water that travels through the mycelium network is being activated. Rest now. Take a seat and rest. And allow yourself to relax into this field of this renewed frequency. Remembered frequency of divine water on Earth. If you'd like, you can fall back onto the Earth and feel the goodness, feel the divine love, feel the healing that comes from this divinely activated water. And notice how that has sparked rejuvenation in all of the life forms that depend upon water for life. Beautiful. And now the cloud people went to play. So allow yourself to be transported to a cloud and witness yourself sitting or lying on this beautiful cloud above the earth. This cloud that can support you. And first of all, just what is it like to be on a cloud up in the sky above the earth? Let yourself have that experience. Marvel at the wonder. And gaze down upon the earth and the beauty of the earth. Now, what we're going to do with our cloud, I think you know where I'm going. With your palms open, facing the cloud, We're going to say together, Divine Blueprint of Water Field Activate. And the water within the cloud transforms. And your cloud starts to move ever so gently. And let's intend for our clouds, your cloud, to travel to a spot on Earth that can most benefit from its water. Allow your cloud to move. And when you have arrived, just witness as your cloud gently releases this divinely activated water onto the earth. And then watch below, watch what happens when this water lands on the surface of the planet and is absorbed by the earth, by the plants. Falls upon the insects, falls upon the rocks. And everything is transformed. Feel Mother Earth heave a sigh of gratitude as she takes this blessing upon her and receives it. And this water seeps into the inner earth, just lighting up as it goes, sparking activation and returning everything to its divine blueprint. All of this started with one drop of water in the palm of your hand. And since we are all floating above the earth right now, let's join together in a big spirit circle. We're joined by spirit dolphins, spirit whales, any other beings on earth that want to join us. And all together we gaze upon our beautiful, beloved Mother Earth, beautiful Gaia. And we shower her with our love, with our blessings. Gaia is a precious, precious planet, one of a kind. And being alive on this planet at this time, in human form, is a gift and a blessing. And this life is to be cherished. All of life is to be cherished. Mother Earth thanks you. Water thanks you. The dolphins and the whales and the beings that live in water, thank you. I'm going to be silent as we simply rest in this flow of love and connection. in this experience of unity, community together, unity, community in divine purpose. Let yourself be filled up with this goodness. Let your cup fill to overflowing. Let yourself experience renewal on every level, in every dimension, in every timeline. Let's gaze down upon Mother Earth again and see the water literally sparkling. The waters of Earth are glittering and sparkling. You did that. Collectively, you did that. The goodness of your heart brought you here today to participate in this beautiful, beautiful experiment. And it was a success. Let's bring your hands to your heart space, your own heart space, and give yourself this love, this renewal. And find yourself back in your room, sitting on your surface, in your home, or wherever you are. Breathe deeply into your body. Feel the quality that you're experiencing in your body, the quality of energy inside. And extend your awareness into the field around you. There are water molecules in the air around you. And these water molecules in your home have now been activated and are vibrating at the frequency of their divine blueprint. So we sit few more moments in silence, just resting in this field. Beautiful. The dolphins and the whales in particular are swimming through your field, thanking you for this gift and this blessing. Blessing you in return. Feel Mother Earth's gratitude. Her heart is pulsing and opening and wrapping us all up in a big Gaia hug. receive a full deep in-breath into your body. And give your body some loving touch to connect with your physicality, with loving awareness. Now, when you're ready, and gently open your eyes and take a look around. Notice how things look, how your room, your space looks around you. And how does it feel to be here? And we are complete. Thank you for allowing me and Spirit to take us on this divine journey with water.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
That was quite powerful and wonderful. I feel deeply altered, and the Earth, Mother Earth, looks beautiful. So thank you.
You're so welcome.
So, what we do now is it's a time for any of you who would like to share and talk about what you experienced, say anything you want to Linda. And the way you do that is unmute yourself by pressing star and then 6. Star is like the asterisk key under the 7, and then the numeral 6 that will unmute you. And we'll go one at a time. And, you know, whoever would like to be first. Okay.
Aloha from Sedona.
Luann, you're
aloha,
first.
Luann.
Go.
It's been raining here all night long. So we have a wonderful above the Red Rocks, Bell Rock, Courthouse Butte. I'm looking at them all, and I was in those clouds. It was so wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome, Luann. Thank you.
Playing with the dolphins up there. And the one place that I had gone to was Mauna Lani. You know that place up on the Big Island? I love to go.
Oh.
I love to go there in Mauna Lani area, the Mauna Lani Resort.
Beautiful.
And I have a picture of it right here in front of me. So I was like,
oh
yeah.
Fantastic. So you went from the Big Island to Sedona in your
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a snap, you know, it's a snap. So much joy.
Oh.
And thank you.
Oh.
A drop of water. It was a dolphin came out of my water and just started swimming in the clouds right away. So
Oh, I love that. Beautiful, Luann. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks for being
here.
Oh, mwah.
Mwah.
Okay.
Linda?
Yes.
This is Scotty Satori. That was...
Oh, Scotty.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That was so... Like, good. We changed the world today. That was just so beautiful. I just want to say thank you to and David and this awesome, beyond awesome community. And let's just keep expanding it. Let's, if anybody, you know, I'm with like the Global Peace Tribe and definitely expanding and letting our communities know about this. And the more the merrier, for sure. But I just
absolutely
love all of you. Absolutely love and honor all. Thank you.
Thank you, Scotty. That's so
thank you,
this
Scotty.
This is so simple.
Great to hear you,
it's
as
so
always.
Simple. Yeah, you know, it's so simple. You're right. Let's just get this out into our own communities, our other communities. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's such a dream come true for me. And we're doing it. Like, we're all doing well.
We are one family
for sure. And, right. So, yeah, keep moving and grooving, right? Love it.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scotty.
I have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. This is Betsy. I couldn't understand one of the words you were saying. Divine blueprint of water. Something activates. What is the word?
Field. Oh, thank you. Field. Energy field. Field activates.
Oh, field.
Field. Yes. Thank you for asking for clarification. That's important for you to have that. Yes.
So divine blueprint of water. Field activate.
Field activate. Correct.
You know, guys,
you can do this with anything. What's really fun to do it with is money. Get money, you know, physical money or your cards, put it in front of you, divine blueprint of money, field activate, and oh boy, that will transform relationships with money. You can do this with anything.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, goody. This is Phoenix Mark here. I actually had an observation, and that was my big question. Was I kept missing that word, too. It was driving me nuts. I was like, wait, that's important. That's important.
It is important. Yeah, and this is good for me because when I do this again with groups of people who aren't familiar with our work, I will explain in advance what we're taught. The energy field is what we're activating. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay, good. Shay, this is right up my alley with my evolving personal relationship with water consciousness. So this was exciting for me.
Awesome.
And David, I loved the beginning of your introduction to Shay. I suddenly felt like I was at a infinitely healthier children's drag queen story hour when you said when David says, "Linda used to be normal. She was a banker."
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I that was already not true when I met her, but yes.
She was a banker. I was laughing.
She was actually a branch manager, you know, disguised as a normal person, you know.
I was like, oh, I'm going to get my little cup of juice and my, I'm here at story hour. Linda used to be normal.
I hope that's not what passing for normal
is. So thank you both. Good laugh and a great way to connect with water, even better than I've been doing. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. You're welcome, Mark. You're welcome.
I have a question.
This is Omalai.
Omalai, go ahead.
Hi. Following up on Mark's comment, I sort of wonder if Dolphin had, you know, Dolphin Spirit had its eye on you before this lifetime for this type of unfolding, Linda.
Yeah, we won't go into more about my background.
Yes, we will. Briefly, there was early in Linda's journey, a woman visited us who was channeling Archangel Michael and did a session. And Michael told Linda that the great majority of her previous lifetimes had been as a water mammal. So she had been a dolphin, you know, far more than she had been human. A dolphin.
However, excuse me. It is true. You know, when people hear my story, they think this was what I came to the planet to do, and it's not. I had been told by my spirit friend, Dr. Peebles, that my soul really didn't want to come here in this lifetime. And my soul said, all right, I'm going to go in. I'm going to lead a normal life. I'm not going to make any waves. I'm going to be just, you know, right under the radar, get in and get out. have a family, just do the normal thing. And that didn't happen. And I said, well, then how did the dolphin thing happen? And he said, you fell in love with all of life. When you fell in love with all of life, that's what created the opening. And then the dolphins fell in love with you. And then that just happened. So that was really fascinating for that. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's really wonderful to hear. Thank you.
I'm a neighbor
to Sedona, so Oak Creek and all the places on it that have been special to me in the last 4 years came to me. So I was with Oak Creek and then with its all the springs near it. And I was so aware, holding the water in my palm, of just the thousands of ways that water has brought me healing and joy in my life, uncountable ways. That was just so beautiful. And when we were all out looking at the earth together from the clouds, I had a distinct feeling that all the waters of earth were like a garment for Gaia, like a, you know, a beautiful mantle. Mm-hmm. And then to wrap it up, I was conscious that my breath and my little dog's breath and all the horses' breath, as I've been touching them the last few days, is full of moisture. And that just felt incredibly beautiful and healing, and knowing that it's moving through us all the time, our breath, our words, our bodies. And yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Omalai. Thank you for that.
All right. Anyone else? Star 6, if you want to say anything. Maybe complete. What do you think?
Yeah. That was a lot of.
Okay.
Sorry, this is Larry.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Well, it's been a while since I've been on these calls, so I forgot my water bottle. So I had to lick the palm on my hand. And through all that, I thought, what is the percentage of your body that is water? It's very large. I don't know whether it's 80% or what.
Yeah.
It's a lot, yes.
It's a lot.
I forget the number, but it's 70 or 80. It's we're mostly all wet, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I like that, mostly all wet. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sitting in a beautiful, it was a shack and now it's my studio, but we call it the cave after Merlin's cave. I've got dragons and whales and dolphins and Bonnie Blues, 13 whale, whatever she called it, she'll say, and a whole bunch, a little bit of water, and I've got a turtle on the floor, and I'm working with Takara, hopefully eventually someday, to put out an ebook about what we call Team Dita. Dolphins, ETs, and angels is Dita, D-E-D-A.
Nice.
Timothy Wiley. And I've got the Archangel Michael and Archangel Ariel and Timothy and Georgia and on a whole bunch of people trying to help me if I would just listen to them and trying to channel them to tell my story, you know, for them to tell the story.
Excellent.
So if I could just get the monkey mind out of the way, we're using theta brainwave technology, theta brainwave technology to up our vibrations and get me in a state where the monkey brain gets out of the way. So
excellent.
I've had some real struggles with the monkey brain, and my mind body doesn't like the idea of doing this, and it fights me. But we're going to win. And one of the things is to take up indoor rowing. There's an article in the Washington Post about a 93-year-old man who, when he was 73, took up indoor rowing. He's a world championship rower, and they did all the kind of, you know, all the work up on what his heart and lungs and stuff are, and he has a heart and the lungs of between 30 and 40 years old, and he's 93.
Wow.
So I've gotten kind of bored with that stuff I was doing at the gym, and so I've now taken up indoor rowing.
Excellent.
Love it.
I'm not planning to winning any championships. I just, it 86% of your upper and lower are exercised on a rowing machine. 86%. So with that one exercise, and he does it for 40 minutes every day in his shack. Now, a rower machine would not fit my little shack.
You know, Larry, I don't want to interrupt you, but we want to keep it focused on the meditation because people are waiting, right? So, but thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you for sharing.
That's
thank
fine.
You so much. Yeah, thank you so much,
okay.
Larry. Yeah, good luck with everything. Blessings to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, good to hear
wonderful
you.
Wonderful to hear you, Larry. Yeah.
And hey,
Muriel, I noticed you're unmuted.
Of time, I will just cut to the chase. And a great big thank you, Linda, for your capacity to create a field, or I should say to join with a field, so that we can all just let go. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Muriel. Beautiful. You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Hi, this is Allison, and I wanted to thank you as well. I am vibrating from that the moment we did the activation. Like this whole vibrating, tingly energy went all through me. And I started crying. I had some tears come out, and I just recently learned, I think this is really amazing, that because of the DNA in our water, if you get your tears, they're actually, if you're sitting up, they're designed to go in your mouth. But if they don't, you know, get them and put them in your mouth and drink your tears. It's your own DNA that activates bigger healing. I learned that.
I love that.
Say Stefano.
I love that. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. Yes, I feel that our tears are our inner ocean coming out, and our tears are sacred. Yes, that's beautiful. Okay, I think we might be ready to unmute everybody for a chaotic aloha. Unless anybody else who wants to share.
Going once, going twice.
Happy Groundwell Day.
Happy what?
Ground whale day.
It's
ground
whale day. You're right.
Oh, it's ground whale day. Oh.
I'm starting a new tradition. Ground whale.
Ground whale day. Sounds good. Sign
but
me up.
Did the whale see its shadow? That's the question. All right. Okay, folks. I'm going to unmute this all, and we're all going to say our delightful goodbyes, and thank you all for being here. Here goes.
Thank you. Ta-ta for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Many blessings. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.